Yeah, there's accounts that he had a revelation that he was just told that he was going to be a great avatar. But he wasn't told all the details. He figured out the details himself. And he was tricked because of illusion.
So to make himself great,
yeah,
he killed competition.
Well, he wasn't like, it was Mao and Kim Jong-un and Stalin. These guys killed all the competition. Hitler actually respected a certain amount of competition. That's why the people that were close to him actually loved the guy and respected him, and they felt comfortable in doing their work unless they outright betrayed him. If they outright betrayed him, then he really went after him.
Yeah.
But he gave people a certain amount of space to do their work. He did micromanage to a degree, but not like Stalin and Mao and the other dictators, where if you did one thing wrong, you got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you actually betrayed Hitler and looked like you're on the wrong side, then you're in big trouble. But he gave him a certain amount of space. That's why the people that were close to him were extremely loyal.
Yeah.
That made him a lot different than the other dictators. There hasn't been a dictator since that's had such loyalty around him. Where's the dictator in the world today with a lot of loyal followers?
Maybe Castro.
Well, he's got a few. His brother, the ones that's in on the...
but not like Hitler, yeah.
In on the bounty there. In on the power. Some of them are okay. Castro has a handful, yeah. But there aren't too many that have really loyal followers. But you're right, Castro does have a handful.
Yeah, but isn't this the... this is the prime illusion that every dictator and every oligarchy and every king and kingdom, in countries with kings, they make this illusion an art form, you know?
What's the
right.
They start weaving ideas about divine right of kings and so on. But every dictator and oligarchy and kings, you know, shares this illusion.
Right. And what we want to look for now is illusion in our own life. Now, what's a typical illusion just ordinary people have?
I
wouldn't know.
I am right. My perspective is the right perspective.
Yeah, but what you'd have to look at is what perspective is that specific?
Oh, okay.
Okay. What perspective? A really common one in religions is the fact that we're born in sin. That's implanted in a lot of people from the time they're very young in their various religions, that you're born in sin and you need redeemed because you got sin from the day you're born. That's an illusion that's planted in the people, and it influences a lot of other decisions they make. Yeah.
So could that illusion have been planted several lifetimes back, and it's just carried over? Or is it typically implanted in a given life?
The tendency to illusion could be planted, but the actual illusion needs to be triggered in this life. If your parents tell you you're never going to amount to anything, maybe you felt that way in a previous life, and if you did, then that's a lot easier for you to buy into in this life.
Okay.
If you were confident in your last life, then maybe you'll ignore your parents.
Okay.
But that's another one, is the parents may say to the kid, you'll never amount to anything. And so he grows up with that illusion that there's no way he can amount to anything no matter what he does. Okay. So what we have to do to find our illusions is trace everything we believe in back to and find out where that belief came from. If we find it comes from a place that has illusion in it, then we must find out why it's illusion. And when we find out why it's an illusion, then it will just disappear because we will understand it with our rational mind. If you go back and find, well, you know, I couldn't have been born in sin because God isn't going to, the little baby hasn't done anything wrong. So, and not in this life anyway. So,
or have to get baptized to go to heaven.
Right, a baby is innocent. So that doesn't make any sense. And when you trace your illusion back to the beginning and then come to the conclusion that the illusion didn't make any sense, then it just goes. Okay? So we have to do that with all over things. And many people in the political sphere can trace back, whether they're Democrat or Republican, back maybe to their parents, what the parents believed, what they believed as children, or maybe what a teacher taught them. And they might want to say, do I believe this because I came to it rationally or because it was implanted in my mind? Do I believe my religious beliefs? Do I even believe in God because of an illusion? Maybe. Have I ever tested the fact that there is a God? Maybe I just believe in God because my mom used to tell me all the time there was a God. If my mom was an atheist, would I be an atheist? So is that just a plant? So something positive and true can even be based on illusion. You might believe in God because of an implant in your mind that you don't even know where it came from. You might believe in God because you've had a spiritual experience and it makes sense to you. Okay? So go back and retrace all your illusions. If two people dispel glamour and they still fail to reach harmony, then they're going to have to dispel illusion. Then you've got to find out where the illusions are. If they can dispel illusion and glamour, at least hold it in check, then they can see eye to eye, look in each other's souls, and call each other brother and sister and embrace. Okay, we'll wrap it up and go to the group work.
Oh, one thing.
Yeah?
I had a thought. Elizabeth, in the book, in the Immortal series,
that was an
illusion, born in sin illusion, right, that she had to work through?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, her early religion had created a big problem for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had implants in her mind from it.
What's the difference between an implant and an illusion?
An illusion is an implant.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an illusion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one, Curtis.
I need the approval of others to be happy. That's an illusion.
Yeah.
Glamour. A false idea. A false idea about yourself is an illusion.
What was that other thing?
I need the approval of others to be happy.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a glamour?
It's an idea I have. I need your approval for me to be happy.
Right.
Could be a glamour.
About life is hard, unfair, and then I die.
If you feel that way, it's because of a glamour. If you think that way, then it's an illusion.
I am unlovable, and people I know abandon me. Abandoned. It's an issue.
So you're feeling isolated and separate.
Right.
So that it's
so, but in my mind,
glamour.
But in my mind,
illusion.
I'm unlovable. But,
I'm unlovable is an illusion. That would be
an illusion.
Yeah, if you feel unlovable, you're as likely to. There's a glamour associated with that. Being unlovable means that you want people to come and put their arm around you and say, you're lovable, you're good.
Maybe I don't want that. True. Maybe I just feel I'm unlovable.
That's not necessarily true, JJ. Just because somebody feels unlovable does not mean that they want someone to love them. If they truly feel unworthy and unlovable, no amount of hugging is going
to
make
that
work.
I don't want you to hug me because I'm unlovable.
Well, they want a solution.
My mom
everybody
said
wants
so.
A solution,
don't
you think?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't want a solution?
No, I believe there are people out there who believe that they are trash and
there's
nothing can be done about it.
People might get so low that, you know, that may happen now and then, but
I mean, people in prison like that.
Even people that are suicidal, kind of, even as they're maybe put the gun to their head or whatever, they're still wishing there was some easier way, you know. But they just give up. But even at the point of giving up, I think they wish there was an out. Yeah.
So I've been working with a counselor, and she probably knows all these tools. But there's four faulty core beliefs in the shame and guilt. But there was an exercise or a paper that she gave me, and I feel like you can take and do the same thing with illusions. So you basically take down the thought that you have.
whether it be I'm unlovable, or nobody likes me, or I'm not a good mother, whatever those negative thought forms that we have in our head. You write that down, and you write down all the emotions that you feel and are associated with that. And then if there is a single thing that you can write down that disproves that, then it means that it's false or it's an illusion. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a good point.
I mean, because if you can even pinpoint one single thing, so I'm not a good mother, which all of us at some point have felt that. Well, I do a lot of things that are a good mother, but if I only can even just name one, well, I hugged my child yesterday when they fell down. Automatically, that disproves that thought that we have formed about ourselves. And so if you could do the same thing with your illusion.
That'd be a fun exercise for everybody to do, actually.
Yeah. Good point. Okay, we're going to take a short break, then we'll do our group work.